This is the CCNN Live High School Sports Podcast, your number one source for up-to-date news on all high school sports across South Florida.
Welcome back, everyone, to CCNN Live High School Sports Podcast. My name's Eric Mullen. Alongside me is my partner, Victor Prieto.
Hey, guys, I'm Victor Prieto, and today Eric and I have a nice show planned out for you guys. First, in the podcast, we're going to kick it off by talking about a little recap of week one and our surprises, what we thought. And then later on, we're going to interview Andre Fernandez of the Miami Herald and talk to him about week one and then upcoming week two. So, Eric, what surprised you in week one?
Well, what surprised South Florida and myself was Miami Central just getting manhandled by DeMatha in Maryland 38-14. The Central offense just wasn't clicking. They just looked terrible against a DeMatha defense that's probably rated one of the top five defenses in the nation.
This is the CCNN Live High School Sports Podcast, your number one source for up-to-date news on all high school sports across South Florida.
Let's just hope they have a great week, too. And another surprise for me was Northwestern beating American 18-8. Northwestern has some good players on their team, like quarterback Tre'Tavious Tuitualoto, who we will be seeing tonight at the game, who has been a starter for them since his freshman year, so it looks like it's going to be a good game for us today.
Now joining us on the CCN Live High School Sports Podcast is Andre Fernandez of the Miami Herald. Andre, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're going good. Andre, let's start it off by talking about week two and some of the top games of the week. We're going to start it off with Coral Gables at South Dade at 4 p.m. Andre, how will South Dade's running backs perform against a good Coral Gables defense?
It's an interesting matchup, to be honest, because last week you saw a lot of good progress made for South Dade running the football. They showed you they had a couple weapons back there and were able to run the ball pretty well against Coral Reef. Gables presents a big challenge, though, because their D-line is pretty strong. I mean, they've had a few health concerns right now. They have a few guys that were injured, like Shakur Cooper, and not even at full strength. They gave up a lot of yards to Carroll City, so they look like they could be a little vulnerable against the run right now. But when it came down to the red zone, they were able to stack it up pretty good and force some turnovers. So it should be an interesting one. It's two teams that look like they have the potential to both make the playoffs and be in the mix at the end.
Okay, we're going to take this over to Trash Pound now. For Columbus and Northwestern, Columbus coming off a huge second-half performance against Jackson, and for Northwestern as well, they defeated American, who I think has one of the best defenses in South Florida. Andre, how will a young quarterback like Tre'Tavious Tuitualoto also perform against a Columbus defense that looked really good in the second half of their game against Jackson?
I mean, Tutu's really athletic. I mean, the kid's come a long way for being such a young kid. He's only a sophomore now, bringing that offense together. So he's got the ability to make plays, kind of similar to Desmond Phillips, in the sense of, like, he can burn you not just with his arm, but, with his mobility, ability to break for some runs. But I think Phillips, though, is a little better of a quarterback. I think the experience, at least right now, the experience of that Columbus had trying to contain a guy like that is huge, because they might not see too many better quarterbacks all season that are as dangerous as Phillips at Jackson was. So, I mean, if they could slow down a guy like that or at least contain him enough to not let them burn you and be able to come out and win that game the way they did, the way they showed in the second half. I think going forward, that's going to be huge, especially against a team like Northwestern. Like, Columbus will definitely be prepared.
Yeah, so we have another question for you about that game. So Columbus coming off a big win against Jackson. Quarterback Alejandro Ross and Rollins connected for four touchdowns. How do you think that Columbus offense is going to do against Northwestern's defense?
Yeah, I mean, I joked with Jerron. I said, you had one of the best fantasy football lines if you were actually, eligible for someone to get the draft on their team. 5 for 89, 4 TDs, doesn't get much better. But no, in all seriousness, I think they could end up, it's a dangerous combo. I mean, it'd be even better for them if Alejandro can maybe, also get that kind of rhythm going with the other receivers as well. So that way Northwestern doesn't key too much on Jerron, but I mean, you saw the potential there for both of those guys to have a big season. I think Jerron's going to create a lot of matchup problems, not just this week, but down the road too. And if the running game can establish itself, maybe a little bit even better than it did the first week, they should be pretty good. I mean, against that Bulls defense, that they're getting better under their new coach, but it's still going to take a little bit of time. I think in games like this, I think Columbus's experience is going to play a factor.
Okay, we're going to take it in Broward County now. In Coconut Creek versus Flanagan, both teams coming off a huge victory like Flanagan over Douglas and Coconut Creek playing a team up in Merritt, Georgia. Andre, how we already know how Flanagan's defense is elite. How will the receivers like Dedrick Smith and Cleveland Thomas Jr. do against such an elite secondary with Trevion Mullen and Malik Young?
It's a tremendous matchup as far as the skill positions go. I mean, Coconut Creek, you're not going to see, probably not going to see a better collection of All-Americans on one team down here for sure, probably statewide. I mean, they got so much talent up there. This type, you're going to see a lot of good. If they go one-on-one in a few occasions, it's going to be some fun stuff to witness. But, I mean, as far as, like, the game goes, I think you got to look at the battles in the trenches, and that's where I think Flanagan likes being they've been very physical so far this year, and I think that's where they're going to win a lot of games, and that's where they might win this game if they can continue to be physical, especially on the defensive side of the ball up front.
Yeah, so now we're going to take it over to Jamasa at American Heritage at 6 p.m. Everyone in the nation saw what a beatdown Jamasa put on Miami Central. Central was a favorite, but Heritage is making a name for themselves with two huge victories over at the time, number two, IMG Academy. So, Andre, is there any shot the Heritage pulled out the victory over Jamasa, and how will they pull out the victory?
I think people will be surprised. I think they can. I think they can pull it off. I mean, people right now are a little bit shocked that Central looks so bad, and Jamasa just made them look so bad. You know, that defense is so good with Shane Simmons leading the way back there. You know, their offense, people forget, though, the first maybe quarter and a half, close to the halftime, it was 0-0. I mean, Central's defense was hanging tough with them. I think if Heritage can do the same thing with Brian Burns and those guys, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback and stopping the run, and they get themselves into a dogfight after a quarter or two, Heritage has got the weapons on offense. I mean, a lot of people said, oh, Torrance Gibson's gone, but, you know, they've still got good receivers. You know, they've got a great running back, Keyshawn Bryant, in the backfield, one of the best offensive lines around, T.J. Slayton and those guys. I mean, if they establish a run early, you know, make a few plays with their playmakers, I mean, I highly doubt Heritage is going to have 1 yard passing the way Central did for those first three quarters. I mean, they're going to put up more than they did. And I think the location plays a factor too. I mean, getting them there at Heritage on a Saturday night, that helps a little bit. I mean, I don't think it decides games one way or the other so much, but it factors in a little bit. It's definitely going to help, you know, not having to deal with the travel and all of that. You know, it'll be an Heritage factor, and the experience, like you said, facing an IMG already, beating an IMG up there, that's a huge confidence booster for them.
And then talking about Brian Burns and guys like that and Pat Surtain, how will the American Heritage defense do against the Matt Poppins that just completely dominated Central in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, Pat Surtain's kids are back there on the secondary. I mean, those guys are good. I mean, I think they're a little – they started the season with people doubting if they were still as good as they've been the last 2 years. I think they're answering those questions early, you know, with the wins that they've had, the success they've had. You know, Jamasa can bring it both on the passing end, you know, with Bo English at quarterback, with McFarland there in the backfield making plays. It's a challenge. It's definitely going to be, I think, one of the best matchups of the year, you know, nationwide. And it's going to be, but I think they definitely have a chance if they stick to the formula that they've shown so far. You know, they're definitely capable of pulling off a big win on Saturday. And if they do that, I mean, I was telling Manny Navarro over there at the Herald, I'm like, they could end up finding themselves, if not in it, close to maybe even the top five nationwide at that point.
Thank you, Andre, for joining us on the CCN Live High School Sports Podcast. For all your information about high school sports in South Florida, you got to check out the Manny Herald and what Manny Navarro and Andres Fernandez do. They just do an absolute job. Andre, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Well, that's going to wrap up our show. We would like to say thank you to Andre Fernandez of the Miami Herald for joining us on the show today, and thank you for everyone that listened to the show.
And if you guys are interested in watching our live broadcast of our school, Columbus Explorers, facing the Northwestern Bulls, tune in tonight on NFHS Network at 7 p.m. to see it. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and go Explorers!